to turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 19, also the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, and the book of Titus, chapter 2. In Exodus 19, we'll read verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And then in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 2, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Then Titus chapter 2, verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We find in each of these verses the word peculiar, used to, in each verse, to define the Lord's people. The word peculiar means strange. So the Lord's people are defined as strange. The word peculiar means unusual. The word peculiar means strange or curious. Puzzling. The Lord's people are puzzling to the world. Abnormal. Out of the ordinary, not typical, not mainstream. That is how God's people are described. We see what this means is that God's people are not the norm. They're never to be the norm. God's people are not the ordinary. They're not the customary. They're not common. They're not regular. As far as the world is concerned, they don't fit in with the routine or the usual. And notice in each of these verses that we read, in Exodus chapter 19, this peculiarity is unto the Lord. We see in Exodus 19 and verse 5 that again it is a peculiar treasure unto me. The word unto means for. So we are beyond usual, we are beyond ordinary for the Lord. Deuteronomy 14 and verse 2, we see again that word unto. We're a peculiar people unto himself or for himself. In Titus 2 and verse 14, unto himself, a peculiar people. So we are peculiar, but we are peculiar for the Lord. So God's people are not normal. God's people are abnormal. God's people are peculiar. They're made abnormal and they're made peculiar by the grace of God. And this abnormality, peculiarity, is to show in our lives. Now, we are defined as peculiar, and yet many of God's people spend most of their saved life trying to fit in. And God says, you don't fit in. You are peculiar. You are abnormal. God's people should never, ever want to be normal. Never in this world. So, peculiarity is stamped upon us by the grace of God. Now, normality must have a standard. There has to be a standard that renders something normal. So, normality must have a standard. And what the world considers to be normal must be according to the world's standards. So if we are considered normal by the world, we're not very spiritual. That means we're in line with the world's standards. That's not a good thing. It's never a good thing for a child of God to be in line with the world's standards, because the world's standards are not God's standards. And the world's standards are in contradiction to God's standards, and the world's standards are in rebellion against God's standards. So normality must have a standard. And if what is considered normal by the world is measured by the world's standards, and the world's standards are changing all the time. In fact, is the world's standards are getting more and more rebellious to God's standards all the time. So the more abnormal we ought to be. I mean, if a child of God is normal by today's standards, you have absolutely no spirituality in you whatsoever. None. Now, normality must have a pattern. And again, for the world to consider something normal, it must fit the world's pattern. It must be according to the world's order. It must be according to the world's arrangement, the world's method, the world's way of gauging things. If you will, the world's yardstick. If it's normal, it's got to meet the world's yardstick. It's got to line up with the world's blueprint. It's got to line up with the benchmark of the world. And why in the world would a child of God want to line up with the world's pattern? But that's what you have to do to be considered normal by the world. So God's people should never seek to be normal by the world's standards, by the world's pattern. In fact, the world ought to look upon us as quite weird. And we ought to take that as a compliment. It ought to cause you to go home and really examine yourself and pour your heart out unto God if the world considers you normal. Because you're not right. You're not right. Now, just as Festus, remember Paul, he stood before Festus. And after Festus observed Paul and heard Paul's testimony, Festus in Acts 26 and 24 said with a loud voice, "Paul, thou art beside thyself. Thou art mad." In other words, "Paul, you've lost your mind. Paul, you're insane. Paul, you're crazy." And all Paul did was testify how the Lord saved his soul. And the people of the world thought he'd lost his mind. I'm not worried about the world thinking that I've lost my mind. I'm more worried if they think I've got my right mind because of the way they measure if someone's mind is right. So we ought to be willing to be considered a fool by the world. We have been made peculiar by the saving grace of God. And to try to fit in with a world that is in accord with the prince of the power of the air is shameful. To try to fit in with a world that is under the domain of Satan is shameful. to try to fit into a world that is the very embodiment of the spirit of the devil. We ought to be ashamed that we would fit in with this world. So I want to speak this evening on the subject of abnormal and peculiar. I don't want to be normal. I certainly do not want to be considered normal by the world. And none of us should. In a world that hates God, and let there be no doubt, the world hates God. In a world that is at direct enmity with God. In a world that is in opposition with everything that God represents. And is offended by God. It's quite normal today for people to be offended by what God's word says. A world that is hostile to godliness and that considers God to be a nuisance. God to this world is a nuisance. God is an annoyance to the world. He's an irritation to the world. He's a discomfort to the world. He's a problem to the world. Jesus Christ presents a real problem to the world's way of thinking. God becomes a great trouble to a world that is bent on going contrary to Him. He's a pest in the world's eyes. He's a hassle in the world's eyes. And the truth is, God, as far as the world is concerned, is more of a nuisance than that which is filthy. God is more of a nuisance than that which is vile. God is more of a nuisance than that which is wicked. Now, I don't want to be considered normal by such a world. I don't want to fit in with such a world. In such a world, I don't want to be considered the norm. I don't want to be considered ordinary. I don't want to be considered typical. I don't want to be considered usual or common or mainstream by the world. Because in order to be considered those things, you have to meet the world's standards. And that would be shameful. To meet the world's standards. In a world where it is the norm, where it is ordinary, where it is quite typical and quite common and very usual to be against God's pattern for values, for morals, for ethics, for conduct, I don't want to be considered normal by such a world. None of us should. In a world that refuses to tolerate biblical convictions, this world, if you stand up for biblical convictions, this world is not going to appreciate your biblical convictions. This world is not going to tolerate your biblical convictions. So people today will say, well, I just keep my mouth shut. No, you ought to open it wider. You ought to be more and more bold to declare your biblical convictions. Let them think you to be weird and odd. You are different. Different by the grace of God. And I'm not ashamed of the difference that God's grace has made in my life. I want people to know that. We ought to be more ashamed again if we're considered to be normal by the world. It's very normal today for the world to be very tolerant. To be very accepting and accommodating, warm and embracing, not offensive to that which is ungodly, and vile and wicked and abominable and heretical. I don't want to be considered normal by such a world. Also, in a world that is almost thoroughly humanistic, filled with evolutional thinking, filled with the spirit of individualism, in a world where it has become the norm, it has become the ordinary, it has become the typical and the usual, to be caught up with a bunch of foolishness, to be caught up with that which is twisted, and that which is perverted, and that which is erroneous, to be caught, it's very normal today to be caught up in all of these things. I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be caught up in the world's fantasies. I don't want to be dazzled by the world's philosophies and the world's ideas, because the world's philosophies and the world's ideas are demonic. They're anti-God. They're anti-Bible. They're anti-godliness. They're anti-anything that's right. Why would we want to be considered normal by such a world? In a world where it's very normal for men and women, boys and girls, to be vain in their imaginations, I don't want to be considered normal. In a world where the norm is being in more, to bring in more and more shades of gray, to bring in more and more relativity, I don't want to be considered normal by such a world. God's people should be considered peculiar. When the world looks at us and they look at our ideas, and they look at our beliefs, and they look at our convictions, and they look at our views, and they look at our feelings and attitudes, they ought to think, there is one weird individual. That's what they ought to think. But the reason they don't today is, sad to say, many of God's people, their ideas are more in line with the world than they are the Word of God. Their beliefs are more in line with the world than the Word of God. Their so-called convictions, which they have very few of, if any, are more in line with the world than God's Word. Their views, their feelings, their attitudes are more in line with the world than God's Word, and therefore they're considered normal. I don't want to be normal. And we ought to be free to express our ideas and our beliefs. Shouldn't be ashamed to express your beliefs. I don't care where it is. Whether it be school, work, it doesn't matter. You should not be afraid to stand for your convictions and your views and the way you feel and your attitudes. The world isn't ashamed of theirs. And certainly God's people ought not to be ashamed. In a world that is trying to redefine life, trying to redefine marriage and family, I don't want to be considered normal by such a world. In a world where biblical thinking becomes more and more and more of an oddity every day, I want to be considered odd. Biblical thinking is very odd to the world today. Those who think along biblical lines and have the boldness and courage to express their thoughts, you're not going to fit in. You're not going to fit in at work. You're not going to fit in at the lunchroom. You're not going to fit in at school. You're not going to fit in with the neighbors. You're going to be a misfit. So be it. I would much rather be a misfit in this world than to be identified and to be considered normal by this world. In a world that doesn't seem to know the difference between right and wrong, between truth and error, I certainly don't want to be considered normal by the world. So, if we're not abnormal, if we're not peculiar in today's world in our beliefs and our convictions and our ideas and our feelings and attitudes, the truth is we need to truly examine whether or not we've been saved. Because this world is further off than they've ever been. And if you are lining up with the world, you're as far off as they are. And I don't see how you can possibly be saved if you are in line with today's thinking. So again, if you fit in with the world, if the world considers you normal, if you are saved, you certainly need to repent because you shouldn't fit in with this world. In a world that is a cesspool of ungodliness, a cesspool of vileness and wickedness, I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be normal in this world. In a world where adultery and fornication and all sorts of immorality and cheating and stealing and deceiving, it's all normal today. That is the norm. That is the regular. That is the routine. That is what is common today. I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be at all normal to this world. In a world where it is considered the norm to get wasted on alcohol or drugs, I don't want to be normal. In a world where it is normal for men, women, boys and girls to desecrate their bodies, I don't want to be normal. In a world where it is normal to display the human body before the opposite sex, I do not want to be normal in such a world. We ought not want our children to be normal either. And so many are scared to death today that their children are going to be considered odd. If they're saved, they ought to be odd. They ought to be abnormal. Every saved person ought to be abnormal. It is quite normal today. It's quite ordinary, quite typical, quite usual to ignore and to be completely ignorant of God's order for the sexes. But as a saved man or woman, you ought not want to be normal as far as this world is concerned. In a world where it is the norm and the typical to rebel against God's order for the home, I don't want to be normal. I don't want a normal home. Because a normal home today is dysfunctional. I mean, that's normal. A normal family today, an ordinary, common, mainstream family is dysfunctional. It's odd. If you're not dysfunctional today, I don't want to be normal. I don't want a normal marriage. The norm today is to be in your third or fourth marriage. That's normal. I don't want to be normal. I don't want a normal marriage. I don't want a normal home. I don't want a normal life. God's grace has made me peculiar. And that's the way I want to be. And that ought to be so of all of us. And then I consider the religious world. In the religious world, it's the norm. It's the mainstream for churches to entertain the ungodly. Churches are in competition with Hollywood. They cannot win. You get in competition with Hollywood or the entertainment industry, you can't win. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough talent. You cannot win. But in a world where it is the norm to entertain the ungodly, we want the ungodly to come to our church services and have a good time. I don't want to be normal. We want them to be able to laugh. I don't want to be normal. In a time when it is very normal to accommodate the wicked, I'm speaking of churches, and to embrace that which God refers to as an abomination, and to make the ungodly feel comfortable. And it's very normal. We don't want to be, we want to be non-offensive to the ungodly and to the wicked, and to that which is vile, and that which is in direct contradiction to the Word of God. It's very normal today for churches to think along those lines. And the norm today is we'll just tickle their ears, preach a message of smooth things, preach in a way that really doesn't say anything, so they don't get offended. So they'll come back. So they'll bring the rest of their ungodly friends with them. And we can fill the church with the abominable and pretend we're worshiping God. That's the norm today. That's the norm for churches today. To preach smooth things to the wayward. Don't tell sinners they're dying and going to hell. Well, then what do they need to be saved from? Don't tell sinners that they're sinful. Then why do they need to be saved? I don't want to be a normal church. I don't want any part of a normal church today. In a religious world where it is the norm and the mainstream, for churches not at all to be concerned with sound doctrine. Even those with the name Baptist on their church signs say, I'm tired of that doctrine. Well, I love it. And I don't want to be considered normal by the crowd who wants nothing to do with doctrine. And doctrine is simply God's teaching. And that's the truth. When they say, oh, I don't want anything to do with that doctrine, that's the truth. They don't want anything to do with God's teaching. And when preaching, again, contains very, very, very little for anyone who has the slightest bit of spiritual hunger, they're not going to find it in most places today. And it is the norm today for churches to be more concerned with their programs and activities than thus saith the Lord. I don't want to be normal. I don't want a normal church. I don't want to be a member of a normal church. I don't want to attend a normal church. I don't want to be a member of a church as ordinary or that's typical or that's usual or that's mainstream. Because they're all off-centered. They've all departed from the very teachings of the Lord. You know, Baptists have never been considered normal. Never have. Baptists have never been the mainstream, not real Baptists. They never have. So it doesn't bother me in the least when someone says, well, you all aren't really mainstream. Thank you. I don't want to be. We desire to be considered an oddity. Doesn't bother me a bit. If the ungodly come in and think, boy, that's an odd group of people, I'd be more offended if they thought anything else. It doesn't offend me a bit when the ungodly come in and they're puzzled. And when they see how we worship, they go away and say, I've never seen anything like that before. That's puzzling. Amen. It's a shame if they go down to the non-denominational assemblies and don't see any difference. Then we ought to be ashamed. We desire to be considered strange and different in the world. You know, when someone comes in the Home Baptist Church and they're looking for entertainment and they're looking for programs and preaching that doesn't say anything, and they go away bothered and they go away disgusted and they go away determined, well, I'm not going back there anymore. The only thing that bothers me about that is that's what they were looking for. That is, that the only thing that bothers me is that they were looking for entertainment. But it doesn't bother me in the least that they didn't find it here. That doesn't bother me in the least. I'm glad they didn't find it here. We don't want to be normal. We don't want to be normal as individuals. We don't want to be normal as a church in today's world. And then lastly, in the Lord's churches today, many of the things that are becoming the norm, I don't want to be normal. Most folks, if they have much spirituality about them, you don't want to be a normal church member. Because a normal church member is as backslidden as can be. That's the norm today. Well, everybody else is like that. Yeah, they're backslidden too. Is that who you want to fit in with? If you're normal in the average Baptist church today, you're unspiritual. It's the truth. So, it's the norm today for church members to have little or no spiritual boldness about them. That's the norm. Do you want to be normal? It is the norm today for God's people to have very little fortitude. It doesn't take much today. It doesn't take much today for the normal church member to get sidetracked because he or she has no fortitude. They have very little resolve. They have very little steadfastness and determination and perseverance. I don't want to be a normal church member. We ought to want to be a peculiar church member. It is becoming the norm today. I mean, you look at most Baptist churches, and it is the norm to be spiritually lax. That's the norm. It is the norm to be spiritually indifferent. It is the norm to be spiritually cold and not to be firmly decided for God. That's the norm. It really is. That's the norm today in most Baptist churches. It has become the norm for people to be unprepared for worship. That's quite normal today. It is normal for Home Baptist Church. Well over half the people come unprepared to worship God. That's normal. I don't want to be normal. It's the norm. They come unprepared to worship, and then they routinely and methodically just go through the motions of worship. That's the norm. It's the norm today to sing songs, and you lie every time you sing it. But you don't even realize you're lying because you don't pay a bit of attention to the words. That's the norm. And that is the norm today. I mean, you really consider the words of some of the songs we sing. And if only those who were honest would sing, there may not be anybody singing. But we don't think anything about lying when we sing. I surrender all. You have no intention of surrendering all. You have no intention of surrendering a little bit. Yet they'll sing, I surrender all. Sweet hour of prayer. And some folks, it take them a year to pray for an hour. They don't know anything about a sweet hour of prayer. They've never prayed for an hour. They sing the song. And on and on and on we could go. But that's become the norm. It's become very normal to sing songs that we do not mean. It becomes the norm for people not to be truly committed to the service of God. That's the norm today in most Baptist churches, where folks are not really, truly committed to the service of God. You can tell that because it doesn't take much to throw them. They're not committed. It's the norm, it's the ordinary, it's the regular, it's the typical, it's the usual. For people to serve God when it's convenient for them to do so. And when they think it's beneficial or advantageous for them personally to do so. That's becoming the norm today. I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be a normal church member today. You realize that many people that are in Baptist churches today just 20 years ago. I'm not talking 50. I'm talking 20. Could not have been a member of Baptist church 20 years ago. But today it's normal. That behavior has become normal. It's normal today for people of the Lord's churches to excuse sin, to minimize it, to defend it. That's normal. That's the norm. In a day, it's becoming more and more the norm for church members to absent themselves from church services. It's becoming more and more normal all the time. And people don't think anything of it. We had 59 today. You know why? Holiday. It's holiday weekend. People had other things to do, other places to go. That's normal. That's normal today. People don't think anything of it. It becomes normal today for people to contribute less and less and less in the Lord's work. That's the norm. Fewer and fewer and fewer all the time are willing to contribute their time, willing to contribute their effort. That's the norm. That's the norm today. And the norm for those who are contributing is, well, why should I do it all? Don't fall into that trap, because you know what? You'll become normal. You'll become normal. You don't want to become normal. You don't want to be a normal church member. Brother Mark Clark Jr., he's talking about how wonderful it is to pastor those who are new in the Lord. I said, yeah, I've been there. That's true. I said, the danger is you get older ones in there, they'll teach them what's normal. That's when you've got problems. That's the truth. They'll teach them to be normal. We don't want normal today. We don't want it. In a day when it has become the norm, and it is. It is the norm today to be backslidden. That's normal. It's far more rare for someone to be right with God than to be backslidden. It is quite normal today to be distant from the Lord. It is quite normal today for members of the Lord's churches not to be able to talk to God because they're out of fellowship with God. That's normal. That's terrible. That puts us in a terrible, terrible position. It is very normal today for God's people to be entangled in the world. That's the norm. It's abnormal if you're not entangled. You're an oddity if you are not entangled in this world. You're an oddity in the church if you're not entangled in the world. If you're not gadding about in the world, you're an oddity. But praise the Lord. It's become the norm today to be drawn by the world, to be distracted from the service of the Lord, and to be overcome by anything and everything. People cannot serve God today. They can't worship God today because it's the norm to come into church feeling sorry for yourself. Because after all, my day wasn't perfect. And that's the norm. We're not talking about that which is not ordinary. This is ordinary. You say, well, Brother Dan, I think you're going too far. If you pastored one day, I'm telling you, you'd say, you're not exaggerating one bit. It is the norm. It is the norm to be unspiritual today. It is the norm to be discouraged. It's normal. It's not. If you're not discouraged, you're abnormal. If you're not feeling sorry for yourself, you're abnormal. These things have become quite normal. In a time when it is fast becoming the norm for people in the Lord's churches to put self ahead of the Lord, that's normal today. That's normal. It's normal to put career ahead of the Lord. You know, there was a time when that, if you would have done that, that would have been considered very abnormal. There was a time when you might have been disciplined from a Baptist church if you put your career ahead of the Lord. Today, it's abnormal. I mean, that's the norm. To put career ahead of the church. It's the norm today to put family ahead of the church. It's the norm many times to put recreation ahead of the church. These things are becoming normal. I don't want to be normal. None of us should want to be normal. By God's grace, we have been made a peculiar people. And we ought to want to stay that way. Peculiar in the world, and even peculiar in the Lord's churches. And you don't have to stand for much to be an oddity today. You don't have to stand for much of anything. And you'll be considered quite odd. I mean, if you have convictions about places you won't go, most people in church are going to think you've lost your mind. Well, they're crazy. If you have convictions about dressing right, people are going to think you're odd. In the church, they're going to think you're odd. If you have your priorities right on a consistent basis, many times you're going to be considered the oddball in the church. How sad. How sad that we live in a day when spirituality is considered odd in the Lord's churches. But we're there. We're there. What has happened? What has happened to the Lord's churches? Most of us that are old enough, you go back 20, 30 years. What has happened? Well, it's the preachers. Well, that's part of it. But believe me, that's not all of it. The truth is, it's all of us. We gradually become normal. We have a tendency to do that. We have a tendency to just gradually become normal. That's why today you have people. They've been disciplined from home church. And they still They still want to change the church. And if they were able, if they were to succeed in the changes, they wouldn't have a church to go to. Be destroyed. So somewhere along the line, God's people have to stand up and say, that's it. This is as far as we're going. In fact, we're going to start taking back what we've lost. But that's rare today, because once you lose it, you very rarely get it back. I mean, you go down through history of Baptist churches, once they lose it, very rare exceptions, do you ever get it back? Why? Because people drift to the norm. So God help us. In a world that is firmly entrenched against God, and when the religious world is more in line with the world than God, I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be considered normal by the world. I don't want to be considered normal by the religious world. And I don't even want to be considered normal as a member of one of the Lord's churches. We need to be considered peculiar. You mean you're going to try to be at all the services and you're going to try to be on time? That's peculiar today. You mean you're going to listen to the preaching of God's word? That's abnormal today. We need to make sure that we don't drift toward the normal. Because you see, the normal becomes more and more and more rebellious and distant from God every single day. And if we're becoming normal, if we're aligning with what is normal, we're getting further and further from God. And we live in the last days, days which the world has never seen the like of. And yet, the majority of those who profess to be saved are considered normal by such a world. What's that say? I don't want to be normal. None of us should want to be normal today. Because I look at what's normal today and it scares me to death. I look at what's normal today in Baptist churches and I think, Lord, where will we be 10 years from now? Sad to say, I think I know. And it's scary. It really is. We need a church filled with people that do not want to be normal. A people that are peculiar. A people that is determined, I'm not going to line up with the spiritual norm of today. God, by His grace, has made me peculiar. I want to stay that way, and I want to live that way. God, help us to be considered a very peculiar people. I'm not worried today about the ungodly and the sinful coming in and not feeling comfortable. I'll be honest, that doesn't concern me one iota. It really doesn't. I don't want them to be comfortable. I don't want them to be able to sit all cozy and get warm and fuzzy feelings as they live their ungodly life. I don't want them to feel that way. I want them to get upset. Upset enough to get right with God. And I don't want the backslidden to
feel that they can just be all warm and fuzzy. And oh, I feel so good being in church. If you're backslidden, you shouldn't feel good. Amen. You should be miserable. And that's what we want. We're not going to purposely go out of our way to try and make you miserable. But at the same time, we're not going to change to make you feel comfortable. We're going to do what we do. And if that makes you feel comfortable, fantastic. If that makes you feel miserable, praise the Lord. But we just need to do what God has called us to do. So let's not be normal. Let's be peculiar. Brother Larry, if you'd come.